you're really scraping the bottom of the barrel for talent at these things. I prepared a speech. I forgot it when I hit that step, so we're just going to wing it. My name's Andrew. I'm an alcoholic. How y'all doing? So I guess, basically, I'll tell you all my story a little bit. We've got 15 minutes to kill here. Started drinking probably when I was about 16 years old, something like 15. Not real often. Wasn't really a problem until I turned about 18, went out on my own. And pretty much everything was just party mode. Now I was living in a different state. No parents, nobody there but me. And I drank myself right out of school, came back home, made a huge mess out of everything I ever attempted, got into drugs. Pretty much a failure, and I didn't see it. And I knew where I was going to start. I just remembered. I came up here and I kind of blanked. This is my first time in front of this many people. I seem to do pretty well in, small detox facilities where nobody cares that I'm up here or what the hell I'm saying. But y'all look like you're really concerned with, what I have to say and kind of throwing me a little bit. But anyway, on the way here, I was super cranky. I had a rough day today. They asked me to make the cookies over there, and I'm not much of a cookie baker. So I had a rough time with that. I burnt the first batch, and it was a mess. So today was just not going my way. The truck's running like crap. I was not in a good mood today. And they've been threatening me with this for like a month now. And every time I come in here, Terry gives me that grin like, it's coming, buddy. So I was like, not today. Not any day but today. Here I am. Let me try and start again, regain my bearings here. I skipped through a lot of things. I know I got 15 minutes. If I had an hour, I'd really get in depth. But basically, what got me here, I'm a classic alcoholic. I have all the traits that I hear everybody talk about up here. I'm self-centered. I'm full of crap. I'm a mess. I can't handle my drinking. I drink to an extreme. I was always the guy that everybody's like, oh, maybe that guy shouldn't drink. That was me. Of all my friends, they all drank hard. I hung out with a bunch of drinkers, but I was special. And I kind of knew it, but, I was getting along, so I kept going. It was going to end badly. It really was. And I got into some trouble, always minor stuff. Stuff my dad could always buy me out of, and I was a real spoiled brat. But what really, really put the brakes on me is I got into pain pills about 5 or 6 years ago, and those put me away bad. Downhill it started off real slow. I enjoyed the hell out of them. I had a few friends I did them with, just partying, no problem, and then it really spiraled out of control. I got to the point, I've moved back, I've failed out of school because of drinking and partying. I've come back home, my parents take me back in. I've been in and out 3-4 times because once I get out on my own, I just can't handle it. I go out there and I party myself into the poorhouse immediately. So I lived back at home and I got real heavy into pain pills. And if anybody who's ever been into pain pills, they're expensive and you can't support the habit because it grows exponentially. It's unsustainable is the conclusion I came to. And that's eventually what got me off is, doesn't sound right. It's what got me off the pills is that I looked around at the rest of the world and I saw how easy it was for me to pick everybody else apart, tell you what you're doing wrong, how you're doing it wrong, and how I would fix it. And I realized I never looked at myself and that my life was unsustainable, that I couldn't continue on that path. It was never going to work. And so these pain pills led me down I got to a point where I was stealing everything that wasn't nailed down. I was a regular face at the pawn shop. You know, I pawned all my stuff first. And when I didn't have anything left to pawn or sell or scam, I started stealing it from other people. You know, and I stole things from my parents that if it were me, I would have killed me. No questions asked. And a lot of that stuff, they never got back. And I finally got where I just got caught. And there was no more excuses. There was no more forgiveness. They finally realized, and thank God for both of us, both parties involved, they realized that if they didn't let me go, it was never going to get better. So one thing led to another. I ended up in jail, not for the theft or anything like that. They just kicked me out, and I found my way to Orient Road. And I spent about 7 days there the first time. And that's really was a pivotal point for me, because I